this and that, this and that, this and that. It's called type reset. It's called moralities. Moralities. Basic moralities. If you want to get concentration and wisdom, physically you have to observe at least before you practice meditation. And therefore now you already observe at least. You already complete with moralities. Even though you cannot practice meditation, you can accomplish with morality, you can become higher existence because of moralities. We should stop only morality. We should get concentration in wisdom. And therefore, at that moment, if you complete with morality, you are body action. Verbal action are complete. You didn't do, you will not do bad body action. You will not do bad verbal action. And therefore you are body action and verbal action are pure. Even though you observe morality, sometimes defilements can arise in your mind. Greed, hatred, delusion, pride, doubt, restlessness. These defilements can arise in our mind. And therefore, we should arise, we should avoid this defilement with concentration and wisdom. And therefore we practice meditation. Samatha meditation, Vipassana meditation, there are two kinds of meditation. Samatha meditation means you practice one object. For example, you reflect on the nicest qualities of the Buddha, Arahant, Sama Sambuddho, Vajrasana Sampanno, etc. There's nicest qualities of the Buddha. If you reflect on what are the nicest qualities of the Buddha, your mind stayed on the chief qualities of the Buddha. At that time, at that moment, defilement cannot arise in your mind. At that moment, your mind are pure. This is called Samatha meditation. Anyway, this is loving kindness. May all beings be well, happy and peaceful. May all beings be well, happy and peaceful. May all beings be well, happy and peaceful. If we practice loving kindness meditation, at that moment, divinely cannot arise in your mind because of your loving kindness meditation. It is called Samatha meditation, absorption meditation. Loving kindness, hatred, opposites. Loving kindness, mind arises in your mind. Hatred can arise in your mind. You can get happiness, peacefulness. This is called Samatha meditation. Absorption meditation. We not only practice Samatha meditation, especially we practice inside meditation. Inside meditation means you observe the mental and physical phenomena at the moment of their arising. And seeing moment, hearing moment, smelling moment, tasting moment, touching moment, thinking moment. Every moment we shift away our mind with effort and mindfulness. Every moment you have mindfulness. If you see something, don't see it, see it. If you hear something, don't hear it, hear it. If you smell something, smell it. If you taste something, don't smell it, taste it. If you touch something, don't touch it, touch it. If you think it's something, don't think it, think it. Every moment, in the sense doors contact, they are objects. See movement. If we give away that moment, divine arises in our mind, greed, hatred, delusion, pride, doubt, restlessness. This defilement can arise in our mind. If they arise, this defilement, if this defilement arise in our mind are not sure. At the time, we don't know the nature of mental and physical phenomena. And therefore we should aware every moment. But sitting meditation for the beginner yogi cannot aware every moment. And therefore should not obvious objects, prominent objects. In sitting meditation, you can sit comfortable way, which helps your upper body. Close your eye, breathe normally. Don't press breathing, just breathe normally. Put your mind on the abdomen. Every moment we breathe in and breathe out, breathe in and breathe out. We don't need to press breathing, just in breathing on that. Aware your mind on the abdomen. Look at on the abdomen. If you aware on the abdomen, if you look at on the abdomen, when breathe in, your abdomen will rise. Not that you are rising, We read out Lord of the Rings or no that object or in. Don't follow read and read out. Just away that, just look at when you're doing it. You will see automatically rising, falling, rising, falling. Rising means you see tension, vibration, movement. Falling also, fall down, you will see. When you get concentration more and more, you will see only ultimate reality, tension or vibration or movement. This is ultimate reality. This tension, vibration, movement, not you, not soul, not self. Just tension, vibration, movement. This is ultimate reality. When you get concentration more and more, you will see only ultimate reality. You will not see your abdomen. You may not see your body. You only see tension, vibration, movement. If you know rising, look at the abdomen, you will see from the beginning and the end. We don't need to look for from the beginning, middle and end. If you look at awaya, you will see from the beginning and the middle and the end. It stop. And falling arise. Rising stop. You see again, falling from the beginning to the end. The student Dhokpa deliberately, from the beginning, middle, end. You will see automatically from the beginning and to the end. Right? Especially you see tension or vibration movement, if you know rising. You know rising, you see tension, vibration, movement. You know falling, you see vibration, tension, vibration, movement. It's called ultimate reality. It's called Paramattha. There are no soul, no self. No person. No woman. No man. That moment, you only see ultimate reality. This is called inside knowledge. Inside knowledge. So if you see clearly tension, vibration, movement, this is inside knowledge. You see clearly physical phenomena. Tension, vibration, movement, it's physical phenomena. No person, no man, no woman, no soul, no self. If you know every moment, rising moment, falling moment, rising moment, falling moment, if you get concentration more and more, you will see clearly you are not in mind also. Rising and not in mind. Rising and not in mind. You see it separately. At the moment, there are only two things. Rising and not in mind. Falling and not in mind, or no in mind. Only making a physical phenomena. That moment. If you see clearly object and not in mind. Only two things. If you see separately, you will understand that there are only mental and physical phenomena. are no soul in myself. It's called inside knowledge. If we take it away at that moment, we cannot see. When I think of phenomena, the nature of many physical phenomena. And therefore, we should aware every present moment of this. We can get inside knowledge. We can get concentration. Every noting moment, if we can note every moment of this, you automatically complete with the morality, concentration, and wisdom. If you can note 1 second, you can get 1 second morality, concentration, and wisdom. This three training, these three, the teaching of the Buddhas, if we complete this three training, these three, the teaching of the Buddhas, you can dispel defilements. At that moment, defilement cannot arrive in your mind. Greed, hatred, delusions, pride, doubt, restlessness cannot arrive in your mind. You can get inside knowledge. If we didn't get concentration in wisdom or inside knowledge, we cannot dispel defilement. If we cannot dispel defilement, we cannot reach liberation, nirvana. If one you want to reach liberation, we should accomplish morality, concentration, and wisdom. And if we reach liberation, nirvana, not only one time, not only two times. Until we reach nirvana, we should practice more and more, more and more. We closer and closer with the, to the liberation. If you practice 1 hour, you are closer to the liberation, 1 hour. If you practice 2 hours, you are closer to the liberation, 2 hours. You are closer and closer. And therefore, every moment, every second, every minute, every hour, you get morality for Sunday, concentration for Sandhi, wisdom for Sandhi. And therefore, these four Sandhis can bring you higher existence, human existence, Sarasa existence, Brahma existence, and finally, you will see what is liberation, nirvana. You will never mistake with the liberation, never. Because of your practice, you go the path going to their liberation. And therefore, every moment we should aware. Instead of meditation, and the basic object, rising and falling, rising and falling. Generally, noting the rising and falling, sometimes our mind cannot stay a long time. Thinking mind can arise. If you know that, know that with your mind. Thinking, thinking, grounding, grounding, imagining, imagining. It's causing that vipassana. You may know the object change from the rising falling to the thinking. It's no more sure only about that. Our minds stay on the object. As in falling or thinking, imagining. Between these two objects, defining cannot arise in your mind. And therefore your mind goes ahead. Every object. This is called kamika samadhi. Momentary concentration. This moment in concentration is samadhi, stop. You can see the ordinary reality of mental and physical phenomena. You can get inside knowledge, vipassana knowledge. And therefore, no thinking, mind thinking, thinking, thinking. Shouldn't worry about that. Take a mind. For the beginner yogi, sun yogi, they do. My mind cannot stay on the objects. Lot of thinking. I worry about that. They told the teachers. We should not that object also. We should understand. If we know the thinking, thinking, the thinking mind will stop. We disappear. Take a time to rise and fall again. Sometimes, itching, pain, numbness, they arise in your body. If we cannot know the rise and falling, because of the secondary objects, itching, pain, numbness, more obvious. And then you can know that secondary objects. If itching arises, no itching, itching, itching. Until this fear, if pain arises, no pain. Just aware of the pain. If you look at the pain, what happens, you will know. Increase or decrease or disappear. Basically, yeah. Because you are aware of that pain, that object. Sometimes increase, sometimes decrease, sometimes disappear. If disappear, don't let it disappear, and go back to the rising falling again. You shouldn't know pain, and shouldn't know the rising falling. We should know only one object until this year. If we can know until this year, you will see the nature of the pain or feeling. If you look at the pain, you will see the feeling. And then you will see what happened to the feeling. Increase or decrease or disappear. And see clearly this inside knowledge. Automatically you get inside knowledge. Very important for the yogis. Should note present moment object until disappears. Erre tehen isi arais orasi uhtaja uja orasi. This are essential knowledge. That is seeing arise and passing away or disappear. You will see a permanent suffering and also no self. This is ordinary reality. This is instant knowledge. Because of this instant knowledge, defilement cannot arise in our mind. Our mind, our acuas. This pure mind will bring you higher existence. And finally, will bring you liberation, nirvana. And therefore, aware, present moment objects, with effort and mindfulness, you will get concentration automatically. At that moment, the concentration group will arrive together, effort, mindfulness, concentration. These are concentration group. We call concentration. If you work of some morality groups automatically complete you. Right speech, right action, right livelihood. This morality group automatically complete for you because you also have reset morality. If you complete with the morality and concentration, you will get wisdom or inside knowledge. Right view, right thought. These two things, wisdom group, right view and right thought. Right thought means your mind aim on the objects. Your mind goes straight on the objects. That means this right thought put on the objects straightly, like shoot arrows. If you aim the quad, the arrow will go straight to the quad. And therefore, right thought, put your mind on the object, is called right thought. And therefore you see the object. What happened? At the time you can get wisdom, inside knowledge. And therefore, there are eightfold noble paths. Morality, concentration, and wisdom. This eightfold noble path go to the liberation. If you know 1 minute, you close out 1 minute to the liberation. If you know 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and 5 minutes, you are closer and closer with the liberation. And finally you will reach liberation. This present life also, or future life also, you will sure reach meditation. And therefore, practice happily, practice ardently, practice energetically, practice respectfully. If you hear something, no hearing, hearing, it is via Govind of my own sacralizing point, in sitting meditation. After sitting meditation, 1 hour, walking meditation was to be shut away with mindfulness, every action. When you stand up, no spinning, spinning, we turn around, no turning, turning. When you go to the walking place, no, right step, left step, right step, left step. When you arrive at the walking place, no spinning, spinning, spinning. If you want to walk forward, no, right step, left step, right step, left step. Put your mouth on the foot. When you arrive at the end, no spinning, spinning, spinning. We turn around, no turning, turning, turning. And then no right step, left step. If you can know your right step, left step, one step, you can know two steps. Lifting, putting, lifting, putting. You can know two steps. Up 1 foot. When you have the end, you say, standing, standing, or turning, turning. And then, lifting, putting, lifting, putting. If you cannot even need to step, you cannot three-step, three sessions. Lifting, pushing, putting. Lifting, pushing, putting. This three-step. We arrive in the same, standing, standing, and down, around, no turning, turning. And then no, lifting, pushing, putting. You understand? When walking meditation, there are three sections, three steps, one step, or two steps, or three steps. If you understand this three step or three sessions, you can use any step. Sometimes you can use one step. Sometimes you can use two steps. Sometimes you can use three steps. And therefore, no walking meditation, one step, or two step, or three step. Walking meditation also you can get concentration and wisdom, not only still meditation. If you can put your mind on the object, at that time also you can get concentration and wisdom, you will know. When you know the right step, left step, what did you see? How did you know two step, lifting, putting, lifting, putting? What did you see? How do you feel? You will know yourself. Sometimes light, sometimes heavy, sometimes tension, sometimes movements. Any way you can see, there are many. If you see clearly, you can get concentration and wisdom. And therefore, walking meditation also, I say sitting meditation. It's important for us to put our mind on the objects. On the objects. Other activity also, we should be aware of every action. Whatever you do, you should be aware. If you put effort more and more, you can know more and more. And therefore, you can get concentration and wisdom. The whole days, there are many wholesome days. You cannot cough the wholesome days. How much more? How many more wholesome days who are guests, who cannot go. There are many old Sandhis. These old Sandhis are like the seed. The seed. They get to give a reason. They grow plant. And growing growth, they can bear the fruit. That is, the old time is like the seed. Next time, you can catch the fruitfulness, or nirvana, liberation. The really bliss, you will reach. And therefore, you should practice happily. Not everybody can practice meditation. There are many people in the town, in the state, in the country, and the world. Many people. The most people cannot practice meditation. They cannot get the opportunity to get wholesome beings. Just a few people can get great opportunities. And therefore, we should practice the meditation. We are lucky, you are lucky. You have perfection and previous life. And therefore, you reborn human existence. You met the teaching of the Buddha. You met the Buddhas and the teaching of the Buddhas. You can follow the teaching of the Buddhas. And therefore you get correct opportunity. You get great morality, great concentration, and great wisdom. And therefore should practice happily, ardently, energetically, respectfully.
We want to
rich, we want to get mature and stable mind. If we want to get or reach mature and stable mind, we should complete with our ways or five tasks. I already taught number one. Associate with the virtue of ones, with virtue of ones. There are many kinds of virtue of ones. They can be parents and chickens. Parents also can be virtue of ones. Chicken also can be virtue of ones. Friends also can be virtue of ones. Husband also can be virtue of ones. Wife also can be virtue of ones. If we associate virtue of ones we can catch making one stable man. We can accomplish morality, concentration and wisdom. And finally, we can reach enlightenment or liberation because of virtue of ones, virtue of ones. This is very important for us. Very important for you. I already taught about secrets of anatta-pitika, right? Anatta-pitika. Because of Vasipas anatta-pitika, there are secrets. Also, decay, virtue of ones. They are Dhota, is Dhota, Mahasibhada, Surasibhada, Sumana Devi, and his son, Kala, right? Kala, you remember that. We have or a new book also, if you can, if you wish, you will understand. So also, I have taught about Gokartuka Buddha. Right? Gokartuka Buddha. There are two children. They are virtue of ones. They are devotees of the Buddha. Because of his son, he also gets enlightenment. He also reached enlightenment, nagami pad and fruition, nagami pad and fruition. Because you are back to your children, father became enlightenment, father became enlightenment. Sometimes, if you associate with cocaine, you can be but you are wrong also. But you are wrong also. If we associate with value of ones, first of all, we don't understand about karma. We don't understand about morality. We don't understand about presentation wisdom. We don't understand about Buddha and Dhamma and Sangha and Tripitaka. Buddhist people, they're taking association with particular parents. They teach their children about Dhamma, about the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha. They show to the Sangha their children on the vow. They see many times with the Sangha at the dying day, coming here with the Sangha. They understand slowly, slowly, or how to pay respect to sanghas. And then they teach their children, especially about dharmas, that we say, Buddha's Ranam Gacchami, Buddha's Ranam Gacchami. I have a fish in the Buddha. Dhamma Dharana Gacchami, I refuse in the Dhamma. Sangha Dharana Gacchami, I refuse in the Sanghas. They can take three triple gems. They can take triple gems at the time. They are less lifted slowly, slowly. Lifted slowly, slowly. And then they teach more and more, more and more how to practice, how to observe morality. And they teach slowly, slowly their children. And therefore, they can understand about the moralities, about the morality. They can follow, they can observe morality. At the time, their behavior are honorable. could, because they didn't do any bad behavior, bodily behavior, mental behavior. Now they are behavior are well, are better. Sometimes we can observe a reset also. And therefore, slowly, slowly, teach their children. The children become vital ones. They understand how to behave to their parents, how to pay respect to their parents, and therefore they also are vital ones. Sometimes parents don't understand about Buddha, about Dhamma, about Sanghas, about Tibetan. But you are children. Like your daughters, they are vital ones, and therefore they want to be their parents, vital ones, and therefore they encourage their parents slowly, slowly. Even though first time, one time, two times, three times, they don't want to, they don't have an interest about Dharma, about Buddha, about Dharma, about Sangha. Especially about Dharma. They don't want to listen to Dharma talk. They don't want to offer Dharma. They don't want to observe morality. They don't want to practice meditation. And therefore, children should encourage their parents. Their parents. If we, you encourage our parents, slowly, slowly they can do wholesome deeds. Slowly, slowly they want to listen to Dharma talk. They want to observe morality of a teacher. How to observe morality at that time? They will interest to observe moralities, Here they can pick Tibetans, Buddha Sena Gacchami, Dhamma Sena Gacchami, Sangha Sena Gacchami. And they can observe at least that moralities. At that time, their lives uplifted. The parents very used to their children. They look after their children, give food, give clothes, listen to the schools. Because of parents, the children get wisdom of great age. If we think about that, the parents an enormous debt of gratitude is owed to parents. We should pay debt of gratitude owed to parents when they are older. And then we should take care of them. We should pay food. We should pay clothes. Everything we should pay what they need. We should pay that money or properties or material things. Even though you repay great amounts of money, property, and material things, we cannot pay fully. We cannot pay fully. So, how may the debt of owed to our parents be repaid? The Buddha taught that there are various ways to repay this debt of gratitude to our parents. The Buddha taught. First, children should encourage and ask their parents with no fear of confidence in the Dhamma to cultivate. Such faith and confidence are very good. First time we don't know about Buddha and Dhamma Sangha. They don't know nature and law of the cause and effect. And therefore they don't really do any wholesome deeds, because they have no completeness. If you do good deeds, can get good benefit. If you do badly, can get bad benefit. Some religions, they don't understand. At that time, the children, sons and daughters, should teach them about Dhamma, Buddha and Dhamma and Sangha. Especially the natural law of cause and effect. If you do something, you can get good benefit. If you do bad deeds, you can get bad benefits. And again, they can get faith or confidence about Dhamma or Buddha and Sangha. At that time, they are less unlimited. Unlimited. If they do not take the truth in the Tibet gym, they should be encouraged to do so. At that time, they can take Tibet gyms, right? Tibet gyms. If they do not believe in karma, then they say no, of course, in effect. They should be helped to understand karma and its result clearly. At that time, they understand about karma. They can do many kinds of wholesome deeds. At that time, charity wholesome deeds, concentration wholesome deeds, wisdom wholesome deeds. Wisdom wholesome deeds. Some parents are reluctant to give things away or to donate. Siblings or sons and daughters should encourage them to do charitable deeds with open heartedness and generosity. And this way they may cultivate generosity. They can get charitable wholesome deeds. Charitable wholesome deeds. Some parents who do not know or have no interest in the teaching of the Buddhas, the children should be encouraged to listen to Dhamma talks or to learn about Dhamma. To cultivate wisdom. If you listen about Dhamma, Dhamma talk, they understand slowly, slowly about Dhamma. How to do wholesome deed, how to be wholesome deed, concentration wholesome deed, wisdom wholesome deed. At that time, you can do charitable deeds also. Morality, wholesome deeds, concentration, wholesome deeds, or wisdom, wholesome deeds, and wisdom, wholesome deeds. And finally, you can reach enlightenment. You can reach enlightenment. First state of enlightenment, second state of enlightenment, third state of enlightenment, or fourth state of enlightenment. Like Gokartaka Buddha, Kukalika Buddha. Because they are children, their father was what you have once. And therefore, children should repay that of gratitude owed to their parents, to their parents. This is very important for their children. If you do like this, your parents but you are once, you can repay your debt of gratitude owed to the parents. To the parents. And therefore, I thought about that, but you are once. Children also, sons and daughters also can be, but you are once. Right? Pen also can be virtue of ones. Relative also can be virtue of ones. Wife also can be virtue of ones. Husband also can be virtue of ones. If they understand about Dhamma, because of virtue of ones, they also get great benefits. Never are they born lower existence. Every rich person of enlightenment will never be born lower existence, woeful existence. They born higher existence step by step, step by step. And finally, we reach another part of creation. At that time, you can reach totally liberation. Liberation. This is the first way to cultivate mature and stable minds. Mature and stable minds. This first way, if you complete this first way, other four ways or four paths can complete automatically. Can complete automatically. One is very this time, or if you want to know, you can read in the books already established. I saw it in the material. The books and give it this tomato. Right? If you can reach there, you can understand the impact of this. Yeah, I'm talking about that also. You can understand more and more and more. Right? Even though you can stand there and you don't understand. But, yeah, it's very, as much as I can, better than you can understand. Right? As it says with body of ones, how benefit can get, how can get the great benefits in their home. Very important. Associate with body of ones, body of ones. Now you already associate with five loved ones, your parents, your friends, or teachers, and therefore you understand about Dhamma, how to observe morality. If you understand, you can observe morality. How to do charitable deeds, and then you can offer charitable deeds, you can do charitable deeds, offer foods. Of our clothes, of our dwelling place, for example, you offer this Dhamma, That charitable deeds. Many people can practice meditation here. We rest more on whole sandhi, concentration whole sandhi, wishka whole sandhi. Because of you are. Dana. Because of this Dhamma power. That charity of whole sandhi, charity of whole sandhi. Very useful for the people. They can be virtue of ones. They can get inside knowledge. They can get wisdom. Like this heritabilities. Or they can observe morality, they can practice meditation, after that they can get concentration and wisdom. Right? You support sasana. You support the teaching of the Buddhas. For other people, for other beings. This is very good. For some beings. You also can practice yourself. Other people also can practice meditation. Can practice meditation. If you encourage your parents, your parents, or your wife, your husband and ladies, especially the children, should be encouraged, their parents, to do wholesome deeds, to do wholesome deeds. They will be virtue of ones. At that time, you are duty, you are death. You repay completely, you repay completely. Even though you repay enormous amounts, money, property, material things, if you can pay universal monarchs. You cannot say repay debt or gratitude. It's all your parents. If you repay debt or gratitude to your parents, that is, if they haven't paid, you should encourage. They don't want you to do charitable deeds, you should be encouraged them. They don't want to observe morality, you should be encouraged them to observe moralities. And slowly, slowly, they can do wholesome deeds. They are uplifted. And therefore, this is the first way to cultivate the mature and stable mind, right? Other ways you can reach in the books also, right? In the books also, there I saw on the table that books establish things, right? Okay, enough today. Today, you observe morality. You practice meditation. You practice inside knowledge. And therefore, you offer food. You get many wholesome deeds, charity for wholesome deeds, concentration for wholesome deeds, wisdom for wholesome deeds. This detail in morality equals stage of wisdom is called the teaching of the Buddhas. The teaching of the Buddhas. If you follow this detailing, the teaching of the Buddhas, your life are uplifted. You will reach slowly, slowly liberation in Nirvanas. And therefore, we reborn human existence. We met the teaching of the other Buddhas. We can follow the teaching of the Buddhas. If you think that we are very lucky, we are very lucky. Therefore today, you do many Holisthan deeds. Charitable Holisthan deeds, concentrated Holisthan deeds, wisdom Holisthan deeds. If you practice meditation, you aware on the objects, you see the objects, 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, especially obvious objects, prominent objects, you know, rising and falling, and then thinking my eyes, you know, thinking. That's obvious object. It's feeling arise, pain, itching, numbness, etc. You know that object. You know the feeling. What happens, you know, increase or decrease or disappear. This is ultimate reality. Ultimate realities. You get inside knowledge, this wisdom. How will it arise, how will it disappear also? You understand. You see clearly yourself. It's called inside knowledge. Inside knowledge. This inside knowledge will bring you to the liberation in Nirvanas. Therefore, you do many wholesome deeds. You get many wholesome deeds. We should pay homage to the Buddhas and Dhammas and Sanghas and parents and teachers. And we shall merit our wholesome deeds. Or other beings also. At the time they also can catch. Could be fixed, could be fixed. So, may you be well, happy and peaceful. May you practice instant meditation, personal meditation more and more, and may you reach liberation and nirvana.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
No, loving kindness. Have you ever done it? Aware of me.